Shorts. Okay, I'm going to try to go fast. I'm probably going to fail. FaithWire, just so you know, the parent company of FaithWire is CBN. And so if I call one of these articles CBN that comes from FaithWire, it is CBN. But okay, FaithWire, vision from God sends man on mission to create massive monument to miracles, answered prayers. What could possibly go wrong? Okay, first paragraph, a monument documenting miracles and answered prayers is set to be built in England with a massive structure serving as an international reminder of God's impact on people's lives. First of all, why do you need a monument for the impact on God's, or for God's impact on people's lives? Why do you need that? If it's impacting people's lives, they know it, right? You know, it's like saying, I'm going to build a monument, reminding people that they're still alive. I mean, we know we don't need the monument, but okay, you need a monument, you know, to remind people of the impact that he has had on their lives. If God's impact is so small and so subtle that people don't remember it, then it is indistinguishable from not existing. Richard Gamble, creator of the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayers, recently told CBN FaithWire about the inspiration for his massive monument and when he's going to, and what he's hoping to achieve. It is a giant infinity loop, he said. It's made of a million bricks. It's about the size of a football pitch, and it sort of arcs up 167 feet into the skyline. But the truly unique feature of the structure is the meaning each piece of the monument holds. Every interactive brick will tell the story of an answered prayer. That's beautiful. What could possibly go wrong? Every single brick of the structure will represent a story of answered prayer, he said, and people will be able to point their phones at one of the bricks, and the phone will light up, and it will tell them the story of hope that lies within. Okay, sounds fun. Gamble said the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer was sparked by a vision he had back in 2014. He was walking across his country with a giant cross in an effort to get people thinking deeper about Jesus, and said a simple prayer to the Lord, "Hey God, what do you want me to do next?" I think we may have entered batshit crazy territory. Okay. So he's got the dream of walking with a giant cross. And he feels like this is from God, and he asks God what to do next. Is this right, folks? Christians, is this how prayer works? Will someone tell me, please, how prayer works? Just chime in on this. Does this sound right to you? I can never get Christians to feedback with this kind of stuff. But okay. And that's when I was given the idea for the monument. Yeah, God gave him the idea after he asked what to do next, of course. It wasn't his own inner monologue or anything like that. Gamble spent the next 10 years praying about the idea before embarking on another near decade to make the dream a reality. Next year, the cross will be officially under construction. Okay, he hasn't even gotten started yet. Dang. We've already started the building process, Gamble said. Okay, I guess they have gotten started. We've got the planning permission, the zoning permission, we've built the road, and we are just going through the final pieces of the contracts now to get it all signed up. That's not really getting started. You haven't laid a single brick. The Eternal Wall of Answered Prayers will be completed by 2026, with hopes of getting King Charles and other dignitaries to the site for its opening. For now, Gamble and his team are working on collecting real-life stories of answered prayers for each of the bricks. And this is the bottom line. Remember, that's the point of this. We're asking the public, what are you asking them for exactly? If you've prayed and Jesus has answered, we just want to hear your story. Okay, so to be clear, they're not vetting the stories. Just tell us any story. If you've prayed at all and had any kind of answer, please just reach out, okay? So they should be inundated with mundane things where people are claiming miracles. So this wall is probably going to be filled with such stories. How easy is it to do? So he said, and so people are going online, and we've got a website set up. So you just go online. You're already online now. Just head on over. All right. He's excited to help others discover the God who answers through each of the bricks and stories. Yeah, we're almost at the end of the article here. I wanted to read really the whole thing just to get to this point. So 7 minutes and 18 seconds in. He said he's excited to help others discover the God who answers through each of the bricks and stories. Ironically, Gamble said, procuring stories has been the biggest challenge of the process. Not fundraising, not preparing to build the structure. The hardest thing is getting Christians to give us 5 minutes of their time to actually share a story of what God has done, he said. My aim is to proclaim the deeds of the Lord. The problem is, no Christians are willing to proclaim the deeds of the Lord. Apparently, no Christians who know about this project have any answered prayers, not even minimally. They're like, yeah, I love the project. Okay, tell me how God has worked in your life. I'll get back to you. Bye. Oh, brother, I think you're building this monument in the wrong place. You should try building it in Iran, Iraq, China, where Christians have some real stories. Maybe try building it in Africa. You'll get a million stories in the first minute. England? Nobody in England has any stories of answered prayers. Fool. Okay, that's enough of that. You know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account. Discuss away. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until the next time, I will see you in the comments. In the meantime, I'm out.